Hosted on dimlywit.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Happy Tuesday, bitches. We have quite the weird, interesting episode today. I don't know what I'm more appalled by, the people that are getting it or the people that are doing it and proud of it. But
yeah, we're talking about catfishing today.
And there's like proud ass catfishers out there.
Yeah, like
it's honestly disturbing.
Let's talk about what catfishing is for people that don't know. I think this word has become pretty common, but it only joined our lexicon in the last like 10 years, which is crazy. So a catfish is a person that has a false identity or personality on the internet, and they use social media to deceive, manipulate, or swindle.
For like fun.
For fun, for all different reasons, for
I don't know,
dating,
it seems odd,
money,
big, yeah.
I think most of us,
Tinder swindler,
this is like a million shows, right? Like that are like catfish. And I think most of us, when we think of catfishing, we're thinking of romantic relationships, but catfishing can be used for any kind of internet scam or fraud or even a cyberbully.
Every time somebody tells me like, hi, I don't have any money, can you please pay my rent this month? And I'm like, does that work for you? Do people like actually are like, yeah, I'll do that. Like,
yeah,
no, I can't fucking pay your rent this month. Like,
you know what?
Somebody
somewhere must be paying these people.
Yeah, it's gotta be because they're attempting it without shame.
With no shame.
It's truly amazing to me. And okay, so I know that I've had multiple people tell me that like they've sent me pictures, like screenshots, and been like, are you on this dating app? Are you on this dating app? And I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, don't give that person money. Don't whatever they're doing. Like, don't interact with them. Like, I've had this happen so many times. I've also been catfished myself. So like, we'll get into all of that. But like,
yeah, we're going to tell our own catfish stories. And we're also going to have Alan teach us, you know, how to avoid a catfisher.
Okay.
You know, like the more you know with Alan, because
the more you know,
it's obviously an issue. So we wanted to educate you guys and educate ourselves on it. But so the word catfish, does anyone have any idea where it came from?
No, and this is what I never understood.
It's fucking a weird word.
Like,
and
why
I hate
a catfish?
It makes me cringe.
Make it like chameleon.
Yeah.
Like something that can actually change. I don't know. What does a catfish have to do with it?
Alan, do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
Ooh, I know something, Alan.
Wow, how does it feel?
I
would like to acknowledge Alan wearing green for St. Patrick's Day today.
Are you wearing green for St. Patrick's Day?
I changed. I wasn't, and then I got a text from my mom that was like her in green, and I was like, oh, fuck, right, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
that's really cute.
I love your thought.
All right, so catfishing came from the 2010 documentary.
Oh, they made it up?
Yeah, so this was the first time we heard this word, which is crazy to me because it does feel like it's been around forever, but obviously it hasn't. So, all right, the documentary called Catfish, it follows this guy, his name's Nev, and he's a victim of catfishing, right? And he had this relationship with this 19-year-old girl from the Midwest. Turns out the woman he was talking to was actually a 40-year-old housewife.
Desperate housewife.
Yeah. Towards the end of the documentary, we finally meet the woman that he's been having this like long-term relationship with. So we assume the whole time, like we're seeing their texts, their love story blossom.
Okay.
And he loves her.
I've never seen the original story from Nev. I've literally, Neve. I think it's Neve.
Okay.
I've never seen it from him. I've always seen like the after episodes of him like trying to help other people. But
yes.
I didn't know why it started. I didn't know how it started. And I don't, did he come up with the word cat? Did he explain why he chose it to be catfish?
He goes to meet the love of his life and he finds out that not only is she not young, but she's not single. She's married.
Uh-huh.
She's like,
I mean,
imagine you're 19 years old. You're telling this person everything about your life. And it's this old.
First of all, old is harsh. I'm 34. That's 6 years away from me. You said 40.
Wow. In my head, she was like 60.
Okay. 40 is 6 years away.
There's no way.
Let's not call her old.
There's no
I'm not comfortable.
When you're 19, a 40-year-old is fucking
old. Yeah, it seems old, but right now in my not prime, I am thinking 40 is not old.
You're right.
Thank you.
It sounds old.
It sounds horrible.
I saw something the other day that was like, remember being young and like gasping when someone said they're 30? You're like, ew. Yeah.
I remember having a nervous breakdown at 25 because I was like, I'm only 5 years from 30.
Yeah, it was horrific. Yeah. Okay, so the woman's husband actually coined the term, and he described the woman's behavior this way, okay? So this is what inspired the name of the film and the word catfish. So try to follow. This is a story. So they used to take cod from Alaska all the way to China, and this is actually, we don't know if this is like true with the story, but anyway, follow along. So they keep them in these vats on the ships, but once the codfish reached China, the fish was mush and tasteless. So this guy came up with the idea that if you put the cods in with these big catfish, that they'll keep the cod agile. So essentially the catfish were keeping the cod like alive on this long trip, right? And keeping them like, okay, so the catfish essentially are, what they do to the cod on that trip is they keep kind of the cod on their toes. And the guy was comparing, like, listen, the catfish keep you guessing, they keep you fresh, and life would be essentially boring and dull if,
and mush.
Yeah, like, so like the guy, the husband no less, was kind of making an excuse for his wife, being like, this is why it's like a cat, you know, this is what happens, like the catfish keep you young and I guess entertained. Which is, again, wild to me that the husband was just like, like, my memory of that film, though, I know I read that he was 40, but my memory, the man was like 70 years old. Did that not happen?
I don't know. When was this film? 10 years ago? Maybe.
Like, I just picture an old man telling this story.
I don't know. I think it's all really weird. I think it's weird that the husband, like, wasn't like, this is disgusting behavior.
Yeah.
And also that he knew, like, what are the chances that this man knew about cod and catfish?
It's wild. Listen to it. Listen to his quote. Those are the people who are catfish in life. They keep you on your toes. They keep you guessing. They keep you thinking. They keep you fresh. And thank God for catfish, because we would be droll, boring, and dull if we didn't have somebody nipping at our fin.
Whatever you want to call it, bruh. Whatever makes you sleep at night. Your wife was cheating on you with a 19-year-old.
Actual chills. Yeah. You know, and catfishing since then has become, it's blown up.
It's become like a thing where I don't like it, because it's become like, like almost like a, can I catfish this person? Like,
yeah.
And we all joke about like who uses filters and stuff, and they're like, oh, people are catfishing. Like, no. People are literally making fake accounts and creating a narrative and like abusing these people emotionally.
Yeah.
And like people are getting off on it. And like it's become like a thing. Like we've basically birthed this into existence. In this generation,
we, with the internet, we absolutely have. You can sit behind a computer and pretend to be anybody,
which is so fucking disturbing that one, people have time to do that, because I don't get to shower by myself without kids banging on the door. And two,
kids, shut up. I'm being Terry right now.
It's like crazy to me. And then the fact that like somebody would actually want to, like, I hate starting over in a relationship because I got to go over all the stuff that you like, you don't like, the way you are. You got to tell all that again. Why would you tell somebody and go through all of that if you have no interest in actually being with them? And this is just like a joke to you. Like, it seems like a lot of fucking work to catfish somebody.
So,
and it seems easy, step by step. Thanks, Neve, to and Max, that like gave you the how to's of how to find a catfish. Yeah. And people are still catfishing.
Yeah. So it's weird. So, okay. So there's all different reasons for catfishing, right? So like we know, we're not going to really discuss this because we're not going to get too deep into it because it's fucking creepy. But like we know like the really heavy catfish stories of like the old men talking to like
young girls. Creepy. Creepy. Not like, okay.
Fuck, like Dateline type shit. Like to catch a predator type shit. Which again is like,
it's filth.
We need to do a better job in our society to like not let people get lonely. Like people are just so fucking lonely and they become weird and become
freaks.
Or like
they're just weird.
They're just perverts. Yeah.
And like this is their outlet to be perverts.
So like there's that kind of fishing. And like, so yeah. So, you know, listen.
And then there's like, hi, I'm insecure and I'm ugly and I want to see what it's like to get the attention of somebody good looking. Yes. So I'm going to use somebody good looking to lure them in.
Which is just online
and
dating.
That's fucking
like,
crazy to me. Like, I don't know. I can't get on board with it. the energy that I'm taking to even explain it, it seems like it's triple the energy to actually do it. I don't have the patience.
So I talked to a baddie yesterday about this. She was a catfisher.
She admitted it.
She said she was really unhappy with herself.
Okay.
And I felt bad because she, so like, we'll get into it, but do I think like all catfishers are bad people? No, probably not.
I think some need just a little lift.
Yeah, like,
but like you're hurting somebody to make yourself feel better, and that's the bottom line of this.
She was feeling, yes, exactly. She was feeling very insecure about herself and was really down, and she essentially catfished this guy. And like, it really gets
absurd.
It gets nowhere. It gets you nowhere. Like, because that person is not in love with you. They don't know you, you know? And when it comes to online dating, like, there's always going to be a risk, right? But I think when you think catfish, like, oh, you know, naive teenage girls, but like, it can literally happen to anyone. Like, Tracy, you're dating now on the app. It's scary.
It has. It literally did happen to me.
You were catfished?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a story?
So I'll make it really short. Like, I was on a dating website, and I matched with this guy, and he was really, really, really sweet. And he started, like, he was just like understanding, like very like, because I told him I had kids and blah, blah, blah. It was very understanding. So I was like, oh, this guy's really nice, blah, blah, blah. And he lived in Jersey, obviously. So I was like, oh, we probably have a lot of people in common. Now, I don't like giving out my social media to people right away because instantly they act different. Why do you have so many followers?
Yeah.
Who are you? What? Then they start Googling me and I'm like, don't do that. Don't fucking do that. But at the same time, like, I want your social media to make sure like you are who you say you are.
Absolutely.
But then I have Jess in my head. Date a guy who doesn't have social media, Tracy. Find somebody who doesn't like Instagram, Tracy. So I'm like, okay. So this guy goes to me, I don't have social media. I got rid of that shit with my ex-girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. It was too much drama. Sounded logical. Too much drama. He didn't want to be a part of it. I had Jess's little birdie in my head. Tracy, don't worry about, like, try to find a guy who doesn't have Instagram, doesn't care about any of that shit. I'm like, okay, this is great. We're on a great route. Like, he doesn't even have Instagram. So I was like, oh, what do you have? Like, do you have any form of social media? I could tell you're not, like, crazy. And he just said to me, well, one time we could just FaceTime and you could see. And I was like, fuck, that's the hook, line, and sinker. Because I was like, he voluntarily offered that up.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So then I'm like, then I said something, and he started, like, mentioning places in Jersey that he likes to go. And I happen to know somebody who I recorded with who on Jerseylicious that I was like, oh, he goes there all the time. So then I said to the catfisher, oh, do you know Anthony? And he goes, Anthony who? And I said, the kid's last name. And he said to me, oh my God, yeah, he's like a good friend, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, oh my God, this is great. But then, you know, super fucking investigator Tracy was like, I gotta, like, so now I'm talking to this guy, like, for days at a time now. And I was like, let me reach out to Anthony and be like, what can you tell me about this kid since he doesn't have social media? Like, he's not weird. He's not the... So I reached out to him and I was like, hey, Aunt, like, I know we haven't talked in a while. I was like, I actually, like, matched with one of your boys. And I was like, I just wanted to see, like, if he was, like, normal, or, like, he doesn't have a girlfriend or anything. And he was like, bro, he moved to Vegas, like, a long time ago. And
no.
I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, he doesn't live here. I'm like, he told me he lives in New Brunswick. And he was like, no, he doesn't live here. And I was like, does he have social media? He goes, yeah, I'll send you it. I was like, you fucking asshole. I was like, send me it right now. So he goes, yeah, he's like, he's a really great guy, but like, he doesn't live here anymore, blah, blah, blah. I was like, hold on. I'm like, I think I just got catfished. Like, this guy told me everything about, he goes, wow. He goes, this has happened to him before. Guys his pictures and talk to girls. He's like, this has happened. And he's like, I'm sorry this happened to you. He's like, I can get you in contact with the actual kid. And I was like, no, now I feel weird. Like, what if, like, he doesn't even think I'm cute? Like, I'm good. Like, I don't want to, I'm like, let's control alt delete. Like, no, and I'm done.
You know what's, did you ever FaceTime with him?
No, because we had just, like, been, like, casually talking. It wasn't like, it was maybe 4 or 5 days, but that's enough to, like,
sure,
find out information,
yeah,
about somebody, like, when you're trying to get to know them.
You're talking to a fucking stranger about your children. Like,
I mean, and all I said was that I had 3 kids. I didn't really give details,
yeah,
or anything, but at the same time, like, he knew I had kids. Like, he,
yeah,
knew in what town I live. Like, creepy. So then I called the kid. He didn't answer, so I texted him. I'm like, you're fucking sick. I know the kid who you stole the pictures from. I was like, I just sent all the information to him. I was like, and I'm going to have your phone traced. He instantly blocked me on everything. And I was like, wow. If I hadn't just, like, been like a psychopath and been like, I need to investigate this further.
Wait, you did all of the right things. And, like, if you were getting further down the road, you would have eventually FaceTimed him.
I would have FaceTimed
him,
and he wouldn't have picked up, for
right.
sure. But then at the but that's why I like having someone's social media, because you know where you could say like friends in common? Like if you scroll all the way over, it says like people like that you guys have in common. Then I'm like, oh, I know this person, this person, this person. Like then I'll sometimes reach out to those people and be like, hey, this person's like not crazy, right?
Like, so like, okay, I'm going to rephrase. Not that they don't have social media, because
here we go.
Not having an internet presence is probably fucking weird in this day and age. But how about like
somebody who just like doesn't really
doesn't
post
use
a lot.
It? Yeah. Like if you sent Denny a Facebook message right now, he would not know how to read it.
No.
But he has Facebook, so you could look through his history of his life,
I guess,
essentially.
Yeah. I just, I don't know. I was just like very much like, oh, this kid is so fucking nice. Like, I don't know. It was weird. And now I'm like cool with the actual kid.
Yeah. Is like, he hot? Really? Why are you not sleeping with him?
No, because I'll show you eventually.
Oh, no. Show me now.
No. So. So anyway, so we're like cool now. And then he was like oh, we should hang out sometime. And then at that point I was just like, nah, I'm good. Like I was already over it. Like I was just like, really like, I think like just off the whole situation.
Sure.
I was like, I'm done with this.
Aww.
Yeah. So, but whatever that was my cat. That was the only time I've ever been catfished. But people tell me all the time that people send,
your photos,
my photos to them and say that they're them. And then people are like, I know who that is. That girl's from a TV show. And then the person's like, oh, bye, blah, 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 and deletes their shit.
So it's so weird. I see this a lot. I'm in this group on Facebook that people investigate stuff.
Okay.
Don't ask. So people will post all the time like, hey, I'm talking to this guy. Am I being catfished? And it's always like somebody that everyone's like, yeah, I know that guy's page. Like, why? You're going to steal pictures. Are you doing it from somebody that
is recognizable?
Yeah, recognizable.
It seems odd. It seems odd, but I don't know.
I guess
also
at the same time, maybe that's what they're hoping for. Someone does recognize you and starts thinking it's actually you.
Well, that happened. So we got a message from a baddie and he said, I asked like
bad,
is anybody
bad he.
A bad he. And he said,
what if we never thought of that?
I got catfished by somebody who claimed that they were you. And I spent so much money on them. Where is it? I got to find the text. His name is Tim.
Tim, can you spend so much money on
can
the real?
Can you spend
Tracy?
The real? Yeah. On the. Hold on. Okay. Yes, I got catfished by a person pretending to be capitals Y-O-U. In 2007, I lost a ton of money to her or him. I don't even know. LOL. My fault for being a dumbass.
Wow.
Note to self, I will never ask you for. So if I am asking you for money,
for money, but not actually ask.
If I am asking you for money, chances are it's not me, and it's someone stole my pictures. Please don't send anybody who looks like me money.
I will keep that in mind.
Yeah, like I mean, I feel like it, at grown adults, it shouldn't have to be said, but you don't ever send somebody money that you haven't physically met. You don't send them money if you physically met them, but especially not if you haven't. Like, and also, so many people wrote back that they weren't catfished by the guy, but they were catfished by the size of his dick.
Oh, dickfish.
Yeah. Which I've been there, and like the guys, let me explain something to you. We're more impressed if you send us a small picture and you end up being real big than if you send us a huge picture and
that's
we get
the
there
move.
And that shrimpy shit ain't it. Like, that's the fucking power move. Be like, make fun of yourself.
Yeah.
Girls know if you make fun of how small your dick is, that more than likely you got a big dick because you're comfortable enough to make fun of it.
Yes. Somebody with an actual small dick is not going to
never
like,
going to make fun of my small dick. No one's going to do
that. They're
not
going to make eye contact
with
their own dick.
No, they're not going to do that. No. And that's why sending dick pics is very dangerous, because good angles could really hurt you. Because what you don't want to do is get this girl to have like this big expectation of you and then tell her friends like, and I saw a dick pic and it's huge and blah, blah, blah. And then they ask you after you have sex and she's like, that shit was fake. Catfished, dickfished.
Wait, were you ever dickfished?
Yeah, but it wasn't like so severe. Like it was definitely like I got there and I was like, that was a lie. But it wasn't like so severe. But also like guys are growers sometimes and not showers.
True.
So I don't know, like,
oh, you didn't actually like see him grow?
No, I did. But like in the beginning I was like, fuck,
like,
we
bitch,
fucked
of course
here.
He grows.
We're fucked. Like, this is bad. And then afterwards I was like, this was not bad. Like, but there have been times for everything, but I'm just saying, like, also I'm gonna need you guys to stop lying about your height. Like girls lie about their weight. We're going to need that to all stop, because when you meet in person, a girl's weight is going to be what it is. So there's like nothing more disappointing as a female who's 5'5 on a good day, 5'6, like when a guy tells me you're 6 foot and you're 5'10. It seems really 2 inches is not a lot, but it is. It is. It's a lot everywhere. Yeah, 2 inches could do wonders for you or destroy you.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's interesting too, because that is a whole.
You don't get it because you're 5 foot.
No, but.
So 5'10 seems real tall to you. I'm 5'5 and you're like me and I tower you.
No, so I do understand. And it is a whole nother category of catfishing. So like, of course, there's the like super dramatic like person that lies about their weight. Maybe they like lost weight 1 year and then they gained it all back the next year. And they're showing you the picture from when
from
they were
last year.
Yeah.
The before.
So like, you know, it can range from like a big deal to like a literal big deal.
Yeah.
Or like the height thing. Like, why lie about something as like just your height? Like, well, I'm going to see you, motherfucker. I'm going to bring my ruler.
Well, that's the problem. I'm bringing my tape measure.
Yeah.
If you're going to lie, please put sizers in your shoes and be that height when you meet me, because I can't. When I was on dating apps, I was setting them to 6 foot and above. So options of 5'11 and below weren't even coming up. So guys would be like, oh, I saw you on Bumble. And I was like, nah, you didn't, because you're not 6 foot. And I set it to 6 foot. So that's how I know that.
It's the range of catfish. It's.
And I love the small kings. We love small kings. Shout out to you guys. But for maybe Jessica's, not Tracy's of the world.
Small kings.
No, they
please?
Are. Poor
no.
guys. We love you guys. Shout out to you, but not for Tracy. Pot out Jen. Jess.
No, let Jen have them, please.
Let Jen have them all.
Small kings. The small kings are always like the nicest.
And they're the greatest guys. They're just not for me.
You know, you have catfish stories. I think most people have catfish stories. A survey recently revealed that 1 in 3 people have been catfished online.
Yeah. I think it's really common. Like, I really think, like, it happens to you in so many different forms. It's got to be higher, 2 out of 3.
And, like, we've talked about what happens to, like, you know, young females dating, young kids, adults like us dating. Yeah. And then what about the generation? What about our poor boomer parents that don't understand the scam of it all?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, this is why, like, you got to monitor your parents' dating shit, because, like, they're not with it. So, like,
no.
If your parents are, like, trying to date, be like, set them up with all the tricks and tips to figure out if this person is legit.
Yes, and we have tips and tricks for you from The More You Know, Alan.
Oof, I'm ready for Alan.
Yeah, and, like, you know, don't let your parents listen to bad examples, but maybe let them listen to this segment.
Only when Alan talks should you be listening.
Because this is the shit that's going on with our parents, and it's really disturbing, okay?
I'm ready, Alan. Go ahead.
So this is so fucked up, but I'm dying to show you. Hold on.
I'm truly terrified where this is going.
Okay. Girl said, can you guys help me find out if my stepdad is being catfished? Ready? Mm. This is what he texts his stepdaughter. I'm in a relationship with Miss Loretta Reeve. Now look at this old motherfucker. And look at this bitch. Okay.
Wait, sure. Wait. Yeah, sure.
So the girl goes, who is that? And he goes, her name is Loretta, and we are in a relationship over the internet, hopefully to become more. And she said, okay, just making sure you didn't get hacked. And he goes, we've been texting for about a month. And
LOL, a relationship.
He goes, I really like her. And she says she really, really, really likes me. This girl is like
a porn star.
Beautiful. Yeah.
More like,
so they
slutty,
said
porn star.
How old is she? You're going to love the end of the story. So they're talking, and quick Google search reveals that she's actually a porn star.
Shocking by the pictures.
And she's been blocked. Like, you know, Alan, we desperately need these tips and tricks, not just for me and Tracy and the baddies, but like for our poor boomer parents. So, Alan, how do you avoid being catfished?
The More You Know with Alan.
So Tracy already covered probably the most effective way of actually avoiding catfishing is FaceTime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make sure you see this person. You know, you can't fake a video to that degree if they have to respond quickly. So like FaceTime immediately. You can don't trust just a photo. Not only can they find it online, anything can be Photoshopped. Mm-hmm. Best way to check that is 1, reverse Google search the image.
How
does this mean?
How can you teach us this? Reverse Google. What is it?
Reverse Google searching is when you go and you take an image and you basically search the internet for that image.
Whoa.
There's a website for it. It's just images.google.com. You can go in, you upload whatever image it is that you're looking for. And once it's there, it'll show you all the examples of it being on the internet, both in its natural form and anything that's been edited from it.
Wow. Okay. So like,
power move.
If a guy sends Tracy a pic, that's like, this is me, Tracy can take that photo, put it on the Google engine, the Google. making fun of boomers and the Google. And then that will come up with a bunch of search results and probably link her to like their social media, their actual real person.
Right. Yeah. It'll link to social media. It'll link to where the picture is originally used.
Like Alan, question. Can we reverse Google search a picture of you?
Probably.
Everybody, right?
Like, what I'm saying is like, if you reverse Google search and a picture doesn't come up, should that be concerning?
No, I mean, that it's like their original picture.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, so that's good.
I mean, not posted somewhere else, and they haven't, like, found it on the internet.
Got it.
I know of a situation where someone was being catfished. They did a reverse Google search with the image. Turns out that the photo, the person taken it from, was from an obituary. So the person they were catfishing as dead.
Ew, is dead. That works.
Oh, that shit's so creepy.
That fucking works. No, how would they ever find out? An obituary picture. That is next level fucking insane.
So in that same vein, if you're doing your research, check out their social media.
Okay.
Make sure they are, you know, not necessarily they don't need to be fully active, but if it's a brand new page, that's a red flag. If
yes, I say that all the time. Like,
oh, you have to scroll down to the bottom and see when they posted, because they could have pictures, and they could have social media, but they just started uploading them like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you'll see a thing that was like, joined Facebook in 2022, and I go, the fuck you did? Like, you know,
yeah, what I'm saying? I don't think so.
Yeah. Fake.
If they're only using professional photos, that's another clue that they're probably not who they are.
Oh my God, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say, you know, obviously they're models out there that have a lot of professional photos. I, in my industry, have a lot of professional photos. I also have other pictures.
Yeah. You're also not going to only send your professional photos to someone unless you're
fucking
a creep.
Someone like that has their phone in their hand all the time has other
pictures. Yeah.
Yep.
In the same vein of if they are reluctant to FaceTime you, if they're reluctant to meet you in person, that's a red flag.
That's like 101 catfishing. That they will, right. They keep making excuses of why they can't meet.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you've had an online relationship for 6 months, it's time to, you know, rip the band-aid off. You're being catfished.
If they ask you for money, never give money for any reason ever.
It sounds like common sense, but people really be giving money to motherfucking strangers on the internet.
Crazy, bro.
And at the end of the day, make sure you talk to your friends, talk to their family, talk to their friends. See if you have mutual friends.
That's what I always do that. Always. I always want to be like, hey, match with this person. Like, is anything I need to know? Like, I'm screening you before we're hanging out.
This is a good idea. You can say it super casually. Like, hey, I noticed we have this friend in common. Like, you know, just want to make sure they're a good person. That's it.
Yep.
Or Tracy wants to make sure they're 6 foot. Whatever you want to make sure of.
No, they are 6 foot because I've already matched you based on being 6 foot as criteria. And before people come for me, it's a fucking preference, okay? Like, so I know they're going to be like, there's fucking good people out there who aren't. Like, okay, but I prefer that if they are not, that is fine too.
Out there who aren't.
Anywho.
Anything else, Alan?
No, those are all the tips.
he won't say the last one.
Oh, you got to do it.
Should I make Tracy read it?
What the fuck? Let me see, Alan. Put it in the screen.
Trust your gut.
You keep going.
If you're a solid and he's
no a solid,
if solid four and he's a 10, get a clue. So fucked up. So fucked up.
If you're
ugly and he's hot, they're not matching you.
No.
That's what Jess just told Alan to say.
All I'm saying is I've seen like average looking humans, like perfectly decent people, post on the internet and go, am I being catfished? And the guy's
probably
got a fucking 12-pack. And he's on the beaches and he travels and he's in a private jet. Like, no offense, but
yes. As Jess would say, get a clue.
If all his pictures are modeling pictures and he has his own private jet and you are just an average human that like
it's
plays in the woods.
It's a swindler.
Getting swindled.
Love that. Come on, you dumb bitch. Obviously.
Obviously, you're never going to pull him. That's what Jess is telling you.
It's just for the bitches that get mad with, like,
she's crying.
People that look like, who's the hot guy you love? Like, they look like the fucking Rock. Like, no offense. Like, you're just a plain Jane in Missouri. Like, the Rock does not want to be with you. You have to know that's not real.
It's called common sense. Not everyone was born with it, but you can attain common sense by just being a normal human being.
I'm not trying to be mean.
But you are mean.
The Rock wouldn't want to fuck me either. I'm just saying.
She said the Rock wouldn't want to fuck me either.
I'm just saying, you gotta use your common sense a little bit here, people. European models don't want to fuck you when you live in Alabama and you've got two teeth. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. She
Jesus
just,
Christ, hold on.
She just took it to another.
Having two teeth makes you a four?
Fuck, I'm a 10 for sure. I got a whole mouth.
I straight up at most, I've been like, I'm a 3, but damn, okay. I got
to run it up. This goes for men. Like that old grandpa, this girl is like huge fake titties. Like she's like, it's just clearly, come on, know your, what is the, like,
you
know,
have
your
the,
range.
Yeah.
Know your number. If you're a 4, look for like a max of 6. You know what I mean? Like not even all 10s get 10s.
I'm crying. Oh my God, I'm actually crying. Tears.
All right.
Choking. Know your range.
Know your range.
Oh my God.
Don't you think that would solve a lot of these problems if you knew your range?
The problem is people either think real highly of themselves.
Yeah.
Or are so low on themselves that they're like, I'm going to get somebody. I'm just going to use somebody else's 10 to get a 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck catfishing, man.
Yeah, catfishing. No joke.
Sorry, Alan. Great segment. The more you know with Alan. Well done.
Incredible.
Know your range. All right. Let's go on a commercial. We come back. We're going to hear what the baddies have to say about catfishing. And we are also going to talk to somebody that's been catfished in real life.
Yeah.
And this story is good. All right. We'll be right back. My little fishies. Know your type.
My little swindlers.
My little swindlers.
Bro, I can't believe she just said a guy with two teeth is a 4. I'm done. Oh, God. She's iconic, this woman.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Calling all brides, 2022, 2023, and beyond. You know, I do makeup for weddings, and, you know, there's so much more than just the big day. All these little pieces, they come together to make this amazing puzzle. Puzzle of love, you know, some may say. And this process is part of your memories and part of just being engaged and getting married. It's just, you're going to remember this time. And why not make this time not just easy, but make it fun? For any kind of wedding you want, there's only one place to start, and that's with Zola. Zola has everything you need all in one place. They've thought of everything. Venues, invites, registry, and more. And they'll be with you every step of the way for your wedding planning journey. And that's really what it is. It is a journey. Because no matter how long you're engaged for, whether it's a couple months or a couple years, there's a lot of work to do. Start planning the wedding that you want. Go to Zola.com/bad examples. That's Zola.com/bad examples. I wish I had this when I was getting married because there's so many different outlets and it can get confusing and it can become overwhelming. It's fun, but it's overwhelming. And Zola condenses it for you so that everything you need is in one place. And it doesn't matter your budget because Zola has you covered with the venues, the photographers, the florists, and everything you need to make your wedding happen. The best part is you're going to get your wedding website for free. And trust me, as a guest also, my friends that have used Zola, it's so nice to be able to be like, hey, here's the registry. Hey, here's where they're getting married. I don't need to go to 20 different websites, you know, or, you know, alanisbangingrachel.com to see where the date is they're getting married or the time. Like, it's all on Zola. It's awesome. Go to Zola.com/bad examples. That's Zola.com/bad examples. Congratulations to all my future brides. You're welcome. Hey, baddies, we know you all love anything and everything reality TV, so you guys have to check out the Barely Famous podcast hosted by everyone's favorite TV villain, Kale Lowry. TV villain, we love those, don't we, here? We're big fans of the villains. Kale, she is bringing you the most real, raw, and sometimes uncomfortable conversations with celebrities, TikTokers, friends, and even some of her exes. Yeah, you heard that right. Her exes. Yeah. Kale actually just sat down with her ex-husband, Javi, on a recent episode. And if you think they bring the drama on TV, just you wait. Nothing is off limits, and we are here for it. Listen to the Barely Famous podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Just like you listen to our show every Tuesday, you're going to listen to Kale's show every Friday. So you guys have to check out the Barely Famous podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Fun fact, Barely Famous is what my friends called me when my elbow was in a scene of Jerseylicious. Enjoy, baddies. Let us know what you think. You already know we love Best Fiends, and we love Best Fiends for so many reasons, but 'tis the season of Easter. So what does that mean? It means Best Fiends, our little fiends, are in theme. So if you haven't been on in a while, come back and check out the Easter event, because fun is happening in the air. And, you know, this is why I love this game, because there's always something new to look forward to. When you download the app and you open the app, you're like, holy shit, what's happened since the last time I was on here? 6 hours ago, 2 hours ago, a couple minutes ago. Whatever, because every day it's just a puzzle for your brain. It's literally the most exciting game that you can play, and you could have fiend fun anywhere. That's what's great about this. So you're at work in the doctor's office, like waiting online at the checkout. You can play Best Fiends wherever you go. These fiends are like friends in your pockets, and I highly suggest, if you haven't tried Best Fiends, give it a whirl. It's an exciting puzzle game adventure that you could literally do anytime, anywhere. You've earned your fun time. Go to the App Store or Google Play to download Best Fiends for free. Plus, earn even more with $5 worth of in-game rewards when you reach level 5. Go to the App Store or Google Play to download Best Fiends for free. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. You know, I'm crushing it on Best Fiends. I don't even know what level I'm on. I've got to be at least level 800. Again, go to the App Store or Google Play to download Best Fiends for free. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Are you tired of sex podcasts that only focus on how to please your man? What about pleasing yourself? We've got the answer for you. Sydney in the Sheets. In each episode, Sydney Page and her friends talk about incredible ways to help you transform your life in and out of the bedroom. There are a lot of other sex podcasts out there, but they can be intimidating. Sydney in the Sheets feels more like a real conversation, something you'd have with your girlfriends. That's why I think you guys would really like it, because it's what we do here. You know, we just talk to you. We're honest. And that's what Sydney does. Not enough people talk about how to make sex a better experience for the woman. It's true. We're guilty of this. We're like, here's 10 tips on how to blow him. But with Sydney and her friends, there is a nice balance, because it's a podcast by women, made for women. Sydney and her friends will talk about losing their virginity, body count, purity culture, sex positions, lube, and everything in between. And you know what? They're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the uncomfortable, because there's embarrassing parts of sex and relationships, and we shouldn't avoid that. We should talk about that. We should bring that to the forefront, because most of us are probably experiencing the same shit. To listen to Sydney in the Sheets, follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, or wherever you listen. You can also listen ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app. Sydney in the Sheets, follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Give it a listen. Let us know what you think.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Australian Sammy.
Yes, so I've got nothing to hide.
It's such a beautiful accent.
But I don't.
I love your accent so much. It's the best. I want an Australian friend so bad.
Oh, well, you've got one now. So there
you go. Hi, Sammy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you going?
Sammy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sydney, Australia.
Wow.
Sick. I can't believe that people out there like listen to us.
I love the Australian baddies. They're the best.
Wow. I have followed you guys since I first watched you on Jersey Licious, and I just love both of you. I think you're both just so real, and
thank you.
I'm a mix of both of you, and I've followed your whole journey. I've followed from when you've had all your babies, and I actually listen to your podcast in the shower. That's like when I listen to it, that's like my me time.
That's amazing.
You must have young kids. That's your me time.
Yeah.
I do. He's only 13 weeks old at the moment, so
God, congratulations.
Thank you.
What's his name?
Thank you. Hendrix.
Oh, Hendrix, so love it.
I wanted something different. But
very
like,
vintage rock star of you. I love it.
Yes, he's our little rock star, that's for sure.
So, Sammy, I don't know who would catfish you because you're so sweet. Well, maybe that is why. You're so nice and beautiful and people want to be with you. So tell
that
us
was
your
my problem.
yeah. So tell us your story. So you were obviously dating, and how did this person, like, how did you connect with this person?
So I had this guy add me on Facebook, and his name was Daniel. I can't remember what his last name was, but his name was Daniel. And I say that in inverted commas. And I was talking to him for about 3.5 to almost 4 months.
Oh, that's a lot of time.
And like during these 3-4 months, you're getting to know somebody. You're meeting a stranger, and you're telling them about your life. They're telling you about theirs, vice versa, right?
Yes. And like I fully disclosed everything. I'd only lost my mum from cancer maybe 2 years prior.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So like, terrible. You know, yeah, thank you. It happens, unfortunately. But I told him everything, like how I was feeling and how I was grieving, and like it got pretty deep. And then one day I went on my Instagram, and it came up that it had linked to his Facebook that it was this girl called Christy Thomas.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Am I allowed to say her name?
When you just said her. Okay, so let's reverse. You spend the last few months talking to this person. They're your confidant. You telling them like really personal things about your history. And then one day, I've seen that before, it links her Facebook to her Instagram, to their Instagram. And you find out that what's his name? What was his name? Yep.
Daniel.
Is more like a Daniela.
Yeah, wow. Pretty much.
So it was a woman you were speaking to the whole time.
Yes.
Which is worse because women know how they like to be spoken to.
Yeah.
So this person was playing you extra hard because she knew everything you wanted to hear. So you were thought
she
like, oh, look at this guy who,
Like, was she telling you, okay, so, all right, we'll go back. Like, I'm curious to know, like, was she talking to you about her life? And was her life real? Like, was she, or was it all made up?
There was a lot of elements. There was a lot of elements that were real. So, like, there was one story that she told me about how she had a car accident.
And that was real.
And that she was in hospital. Turned out her fiancé, because she was engaged.
Oh my God.
Her fiance had a car accident and she was in it with him, but she wasn't the driver. But she told me she was the driver, and she was driving home from the pub one night, and that she like spun out and smacked into a pole. And it actually turned out that it was her fiance that did it.
Wow.
So
was his name Daniel?
No, I actually don't know what his name was.
Oh, so it could have been Daniel.
probably.
How do you confront her at this point?
I emailed her and I was very, very angry. I even threatened violence and all. And I was like, I am going to track you down and I am going to absolutely beat the living daylights out of you. You know, how dare you do this? I said, not only have you made me feel like a fool, but you've actually hurt me. Like, you know, I've been talking to, and, you know, we live in a world of online dating. So I just thought it was quite normal to be able to talk to someone for a couple of months before you meet them. Like,
sure.
You know, so I just continued on with it. And then her reply in capital letters was, I don't give a fuck. That was it. And I was like, I'm gonna kill you, girlfriend.
So like, tell me, as somebody who, because you were definitely emotionally invested in this, like, so you said like you were not only angry, you were hurt. Like, I think that's what a lot of people that catfish don't understand. Like, there's a person on the other end of the computer.
You just wasted 4 months of your life with somebody you could have actually had a connection with. that you wasted on this person. You spend all your energy getting to know them, asking about them, checking up on them daily, like time out of your life that you're not going to get back.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's, yep. And it's hurtful to trust somebody. It's trust. You're trusting. You're saying, hey, I'm putting my trust in you. And they're lying to you.
And they think it's funny to respond with, I don't give a yeah. fuck. Is
I don't
like,
give a fuck. Crazy response.
Yeah. That's like bold. Real bold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she had some balls. She still does.
Wow.
She tries to talk to me in public when I see her now, and I'm just
wait,
like,
you
oh.
know who she is? Like, she lives by
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. She, so a couple of weeks after I found out who she was, she emailed me, and it was, I must have really got into her head with how angry I was, because mm-hmm. she was so apologetic. Then I was just like, you know what? I don't give a fuck now.
Yeah.
And she, it was like pretty much a novel. And she wanted to meet up and apologize to my face. And I was like, look, no offense, darling, but I don't actually trust you. Like, you've got to understand that. And I want nothing to do with you. So just, you know, leave me alone. And she tried to contact me again after that. By then I'd found out who all the people she knew. And I told everybody, like, you know, this girl is not who she says she is. She catfishes people. Like, this isn't just,
that's so crazy.
You know,
like, was she, this a like, young girl? Like, who's doing this? Like, what kind of person is she? Tell us
yeah.
about her.
So back in the day, she was a very mixed up person. And apparently the reason why she'd messaged me, and she actually admitted this to me, was I was friends with one of her childhood best friends who she no longer spoke to anymore. And she wanted to know all this information about her. And that was pretty much the only reason why she catfished me. And I was like, well, why don't you just talk to her about it? Like, why do you have yeah. to do this to people?
I mean, like, what an, like,
was this
sick.
Like a romantic, like there, it had to have gotten like romantic at one point, right?
Definitely. Like, we spoke about okay. going on dates. Like, he called me babe, like messaged me.
Is there
the morning.
Any chance here, shooting in the dark, but that this person, whoever she is, you gave her name Christy, was it?
Yeah.
That
yes.
Christy has some like underlying like confusion or want experience of like a female that she would like make it her job to become romantically involved with you, like behind a guy.
Like maybe she was
like she's like testing
that, yes.
the waters. Yeah. yeah. Like to see how yeah. she felt about somebody. It had to have been no, because like I can't imagine. I don't know.
Like
yeah.
you're saying that she got catfished, but possibly the
like
feelings might have been real.
Was, yeah, like maybe yeah. she was actually just trying to experiment and see if that was something that she was into and used you like as a platform for that. But like,
yep.
I don't know. Like that.
Yeah.
When women do that to other women, like there just has to be something. Either the mental capacity is just real. Not existent,
yeah.
like real yeah. bad, or like there's like something going on otherwise.
Did you guys yeah. back?
No,
wow,
but
4 months, you're better than me.
That.
I'm like 4 weeks in, I'm like, bro, I'm dying.
Day two, Tracy's
Day
like,
two,
what
I'm
are
like,
you wearing?
What you got?
Show me your dick.
I think it would have got to that point. Like, I could definitely see it heading that way.
Yeah.
But there was a few red flags, which I'm one of those people that, you know, it's like red flag, and I'm like, ooh, I'm like one of those. Bulls that runs towards
oh yeah. same that's my spirit animal is a bull.
Ooh.
I too run towards red flags.
Yeah. So yeah, and then after what? She emailed me, she actually found out, I don't know who she found it out of, but she found out my address, and she actually sent me another letter apologizing, and she got a dog tag necklace engraved with a picture of me and my mum on it.
I appreciate wow. the sentiment. However,
yeah.
too little, too late, a little bit
creepy.
Yeah. a little more red flags.
Here's the thing about yeah. catfishing. We're going to talk about this later, but like, what if you're the catfisher and you've time to come clean and you've been caught, just let the other person fucking move on with their lives. Like, you've wasted enough time.
Yeah,
like, especially
what
are you doing?
When
like,
their first reaction was, I don't give a fuck.
This,
like,
right, this person,
yeah.
they were not sympathetic to begin
no.
with. I think she was genuinely, like, mad that, like, the game was over.
Yeah, yep.
Yep, yep.
I mean, what a selfish person, because the whole act of catfishing is completely selfish. And then to, you know, once you're caught, just continue to continue this is just, it's a little ridiculous. So
yep.
I'm sorry this happened to you, Sammy. You sound like an awesome woman, and
you
didn't deserve that, you know, and I can't believe you have to
and
see this person out.
Because
are you sure she's not
actually beat the shit out of her?
Yeah.
Well, it was funny because about a year ago, I was starting a bit of a health journey and I started going to the gym, and I turned around one day and they said, oh, whoever you're standing next to is going to be your buddy. And I turned around and it was her.
What? I quit that gym.
Yeah.
I gained weight so fast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been back.
There you go.
I was like, I'll just change my eating. I don't need to go there.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Wow. That's insane. That's a crazy story.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry that happened to you. That's just crazy. But you are in a relationship now?
Yes. I have been with him for 6 years and engaged for a year.
Wow.
Amazing.
Congrats.
And
maybe catfishes are the good luck Chuck of this world.
Yeah, like once you, after you get catfish, like you'll meet the love of your life.
The love of your life, yeah.
Oh yeah. Yep. So yeah, no, he's I feel like I've found the guy that everybody talks about, and he knows that I'm very independent, and it doesn't matter if I'm in a relationship or not, I'll tell him how it is, and he knows I know my own self-worth and all that sort of stuff. So I'm very lucky that I've found a man who lets me be me.
I love that. Thank
clap it up for
yay.
Sammy. Clap
Thank
it up.
Thank you.
There is a light at the end of the catfish, y'all.
Yeah.
There is.
There is.
Just got to keep going.
That's crazy.
Just keep
swimming. That's a crazy
keep
story.
Persisting.
Thanks for talking to us, Sammy. You're awesome.
Oh, no, thank you so much. It's been, when you said, do you want to be on the podcast? I was like, no way. This is amazing. That's why I'm so excited.
I know. I was very excited to meet you too. We've talked to you, you know, before on social media, and you're just a doll. And
oh, thank you.
And yeah, thank you. And we love your little Australian accent. Thanks for staying
Cutest
up late to talk to us.
Ever.
Oh, what time That's is it right. there?
It's 2 a.m.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, she's got a 13-week-old.
13-week-old.
He's hungry.
Yeah. She hates
yeah,
us.
Yeah, he's asleep now. So it's all good. I got a bit of me time, and then I'll go to sleep after this.
Give that little rock star a kiss from us.
Will do. Thank you, ladies. I love you guys.
Thank you. We love
you so much. We love you.
Bye, Sammy.
Bye.
She's a doll.
What a doll. Wow, her story. I never even, you don't know who's sitting behind the computer. Like,
no,
my first thought is always like a fat, balding man. You know what I mean? But like,
well, yeah, makes sense.
But like a woman, what the fuck?
No, because they're home all day.
Mm-hmm. Like, this was clearly an emotional thing between the two women.
I think so.
And like, what
I
a
think
difference.
She...
I'm not surprised they didn't sex because it was woman to woman. This is what women do. They just want to connect.
It's got to be a different level that she thought this guy was on a whole nother playing field. Like, that must have been really big mind fuck when she found out it was a woman.
Yeah, it's shitty. And we're gonna read some stories. A lot of them are shitty, and I'm truly surprised because we said tell us your catfishing stories, and like you said, so many people were like, oh, I'm a catfish, and I was like, huh,
yeah,
why?
More catfishers than catfish.
Yeah. So we're gonna hear these now, and let's talk to Alan too, because Alan, you have a good catfish story, right? Who would catfish you, Alan?
So I was catfished before catfishing was like a thing.
Okay.
And mine, so let's take you all back to seventh grade, Alan.
Oh, fuck.
Long, long time ago. So there was this girl in my grade that I had a crush on, and a couple of people knew about it. And then one day I was like on Facebook or something, and I started messaging with her. We ended up talking on there for a little bit. It was a couple of days. It was really nice. And in school, like, we never talked to one another, never like acknowledged the fact that we had been talking or doing anything. And a couple of weeks went by before I found out that it was actually just a group of other kids who had gotten on.
Horrible.
Were pretending to be her to make fun of me.
Oh my God,
so,
I'm heartbroken for you.
Kids are
That's
horrible.
Fucked. That's fucked. Well, look who's laughing now.
How have you not turned into like a Disney villain? Like, that would have been my fucking origin story right there. Are you kidding me? I would have been like trying to take over the world and shit after that.
It's funny because out of all of that, like the only person who I'm still even like Facebook friends with is the actual girl.
Wow. I mean, like, I wouldn't be friends with them either.
Did she ever know that this was going on? Like, that her likeness was being used?
I have no idea.
Wow.
I think you take today and DM her and tell her this story.
Send her when this comes out. Send her this story.
Tell her you've made it, though, because you're friends with Tracy DeMarco.
Oh, that's...
What?
I do that a lot. And,
I fucking hate both of you. You're such assholes.
The response is always,
who? Yep. Fuck you guys. I hate you both.
Fucking hate you guys.
So
I have to confidently say that I've never even like thought about catfishing somebody. It wasn't even like it never even went through my head. And these people are so dedicated that it truly concerns me. Like it's never even been like a.
Of course, because it's a weird, it's a fucking bizarre thing to do. So it's lying. It's like
it's the worst form of lying because you're not just lying to save yourself or like something you don't want to get in trouble for. It's lying and hurting someone and dragging them along for the fucking disturbed ass ride that you're on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's read some stories. I catfished a guy for 4 years because I had low self-esteem. Then I showed him my real pic and he was pissed. Like, that's so fucked up.
But after four years, imagine being like, I lied, but this is really me. That person, even if they're a six, they're instantly a one.
Yeah, because it matters. Because it matters.
Because, like,
it's not about
the looks.
Lied to
me for four years.
Yes. How about this? Do you consider somebody that uses, like, filters catfishing? Like, the heavy filters? Like, the ones
heavy
that change
filters,
your face?
Hell yeah.
You've seen this new trend of people that are like, I don't look like this.
Oh, God, what is the name of that one? Like, Just Baby. I've seen it on TikTok a lot.
Yeah.
And the girls are like, this is not my face. Like, this is my face. But it's so weird, though, because it's truly filters are just like a slight altercation, like altering mechanism. But like you when you meet somebody like I've met, like I have a friend who heavily filters everything. And when you see her in person, you don't think like, wow, she doesn't look like that. You just think like, oh, maybe she just takes a really great photo. Mm-hmm. And like, I know that she does it. And I still think like she really does look like very similar to that. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just like we've become like acceptant of it. Mm. But I really think that like most of them, if you pick, I guess, strategically, like it's not, maybe it's just like a smoother or, but it's not like really changing your face. Mm-hmm. Like you still look like people. So people that are like, oh, they didn't look anything like then that person is like distorting their photos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that shit is crazy.
How about this one? Does lying about height count? He said he was 5'11 and was maybe 5'4. So, yes, that's a big deal. But then she ends it with, he was also part of the KKK.
Okay, that's...
Wouldn't you maybe start...
Maybe start with, the man was a fucking racist.
Terrible fucking human being. Well, he lied about his height. And also that he wears a white cape and marches around.
Kind of.
Like a huge dick.
Fucking bigot. Like.
Yeah.
Bro, what? I think maybe we start with that part as the red flag. And the 5'11 thing is kind of a bonus to that.
This makes it irrelevant.
It just like null and void, lady. Whoever you are, just null and void.
He lied about his height also. He was in the kick. What?
Fucking crazy, bro. This is what Jess was talking about before when she said just like have some fucking common sense. Like, I think this is what she was referring
Why
to.
Why did she bring up his height to me?
Like, who the fuck cares if he was 5'4"? The man's a fucking killer.
She's still like stuck on that is height, not the other part.
I have been catfished.
Oh my god!
Yes, we've more times than I've liked to admit.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Big one is a guy who looks bomb in a hat.
They all do.
Instantly make that man take that shit off. Also, I've been beard fished, where a guy has like this gorgeous fucking face and like this awesome beard, and then he shaves it off, and like his chin is like inverted into his face. He has actually no chin, and I'm just like. Hold the fuck on. Is this the same person?
Yeah, my friend married a guy like that. Where
beard fish?
Yeah, like she's like, he can't ever shave his beard. He has no chin. She didn't find out until after.
Wow, imagine.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Catfishing is crazy though, because like the hairline is so far back. It's like, how many women have you done wrong in your past that God is just taking.
Even guys with like a good looking head of hair, they just, to me, they every guy looks great in a like a fitted, like a nice
every
hat.
Every guy looks good in a fitted. Say it louder.
Alan, put a hat on for us. I know
we
what you
know
got
he
is
looks
that.
Good. He wears his baddie one all the time.
Wow.
Yeah, he looks good in a hat. But Alan's got a fucking thick ass
head
of hair
does.
Over here. Woo! He's whip thick. It back and forth, baby. Yeah. no, but I have literally talked to a guy who wore a hat all the time. And then when he took it off, like, he was like balding, and I was like, we need to speak. We need to talk about this. You have to shave. You have to shave your whole head. First of all, guys need to stop being so afraid of being bald. Bald is super. The same guys who need to stop being scared about being bald are the same guys who are like hiding their grays. We like gray hair. We like bald guys.
I meant to tell you this. A celebrity recently just shaved their head off and they look so much better. And I can't think of who it is.
Pretty much every guy who I've ever seen on TV or movies or entertainment who went bald. I'm like, wow, what a fucking power move.
Power move.
Hard power move. Or like let their beard go a little gray or like started getting a little salt and pepper. I'm like, bro, you like we've told you the Steve Carell effect. We've given you the Steve Carell effect. That man could have bitches lined up around a corner now. And he's like 70.
He's 70. Everyone older than us is like 70 or 70, 80.
You're 80. No, yeah, it's just weird. Like the gray and the bald effect is underplayed by men.
How about this one? I was catfish. He ended up being a gay porn star.
She or he?
So she was dating.
There's a difference.
She
okay
found out the guy was not who he said he was. She reverse Google searched him and he was a gay porn star. But like that seems like something you should disclose to people.
If you could be Googled and your name can come up, that needs to be one of the first conversations.
Right? I agree. And like I feel bad for the people that are catfished and like it's more about like looks. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but that sucks because there's so many guys that are like good looking guys that are not as like physically, you wouldn't think to go for them right away physically. But then they're like the greatest guys. Like that's why I don't know. Like I've been talking to some guy and I'll send my friend a picture and they'll be like, oh, he's all right. Like he's cute. And I'm like, no, he's like the nicest kid ever. And it just makes him so much more better looking. Like, I don't know. I just don't really like go for looks. If he happens to be good looking, then like, okay, that's a bonus, but it doesn't need to be.
I was catfished terribly for 3 years long. The girl was my roommate. What? Like, that's a crime. That person should be in jail.
That's fucking insane.
That's insane.
That person knows everything about you, know when you're sleeping, knows when you're not there. Like,
baddies, do you think we should do a follow-up to some of these? Because some of these are just insane and I need to talk to these people.
Yeah, I need a update.
Yeah, I need to know what happened.
Some of
there.
Them I'm now invested in.
I'm totally. I mean, this is just crazy. I'm 5'3". He told me he was 5'9". Showed up to our date. He was barely pushing 5 inches. 5 inches tall.
5 feet.
He was a 5-inch dick when he showed up. 5 feet tall.
What a little chode.
Oh my God. My cousin used my photos. I caught them when I went to use their phone. That's fucked up.
At least your cousin thinks you're hot. That's a weird that.
That sounds true. Normal.
Delete that from the record. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, there's just some crazy catfish stories out there. And what I really want from this episode is for everyone to just, you know, be weary of who you're talking to.
Just like be aware.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so we got a DM from a baddie, and this is what they said. And I want to know what you guys think. They said, should I tell the truth to someone that I'm catfishing or just end the relationship because I don't know if I'm going to hurt that person? I do feel bad about the whole thing, kind of. So, kind of. What do you think they should do? Should they tell the truth or is it better to just like just stop talking to them?
No, they need to end the relationship, explain if they have any. They're not going to care. The person's not going to care, but they need to be super remorseful. Because the level of pain that you just dragged somebody through and the fact that you as the catfisher now feel bad, that's how deep you are in. You know that you
did something fucked up.
Yeah. You're like, I have feelings. I am screwed up.
Yeah.
I have now screwed up. They need to apologize immediately.
I feel like you have to tell the truth because otherwise this person just thinks like, oh, I've been talking to this person for 2 years and they ghosted me. Like, is that better? You know what I mean? As
no,
much as like the truth
worse.
Hurts. I guess it goes case by case, but I think telling the truth, I mean, like stop being a coward. You were right. Like that's what
you did this.
A catfisher is essentially a coward because you're hiding behind a computer and a fake persona. And like, I just feel like if you dislike yourself that much, just change. Like if you're uncomfortable about your weight, then, you know, work out. If you're really short man, you know, put boosters in your shoes or get that stretch surgery. That's a thing. Did you know that, Alan?
I heard that you could add 3 inches to your height with there's a new surgery on your legs.
Yeah.
3 inches is
that's
a lot.
Fucking horrific to get your legs like stretched out.
I mean,
could you even think of it?
I can't imagine. But like, if you're that desperate, like those 3 inches could take a guy from like 5'4" to 5'9", 5'7". Well, 3 inches, no, it's 5'7", but 5'7" is taller than most women.
Yeah, for sure. Did you know that, Alan?
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I researched it for somewhere myself. On Instagram, maybe somebody posted something.
Yeah, so fucked. So I don't know. I feel like you need to own up to your mistakes at some point and like seek help because if you're catfishing somebody, it's just a really mean, cowardly thing to do. And I think you are better off giving the person the truth than, you know, like, give them some closure.
Yeah.
You know, just don't make them feel any worse about it. And listen, if you're a catfisher, cut it out. Cut it out.
Cut your shit. Cut the shit.
And if you're being catfished, you know, also
wake
cut the
fuck up.
Yeah, wake up. Get it together, y'all, as Alan would say. All right, baddies. This has been a very informative episode. Maybe we'll do a Patreon follow up with some of these.
I would like an update. I
catfish
really would.
Stories. Mm-hmm. If Patreon baddies, if you'd like that, let us know. Let Daddy know, and we will we'll provide. You ask, and we provide.
Love it.
Like a blowjob genie. We will see you. See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye. Don't forget, guys. New episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.